Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got to tell a story that happened on Saturday. There was a live broadcast on Saturday morning. 105.3 The Fan's Fan Jam was in downtown Salina for their big crawfish festival. They do it annually. It's a big deal. Of course, I live on that prosperous Salina border, so it's right near where I live. My zip code is actually Salina proper, but it's Prosper School, so I'm right in that limbo land right there, right on the border. And so, obviously, our neighborhood was really excited about it. Everybody was going to go there eat crawfish, and I thought, okay, this would be a good tune-up for Mudbug Bash, which is this Saturday. You can get tickets at 1053thefan.com/mudbug. And so they did a buy to promote it on 1053 The Fan, which we were honored, super excited about that. So we've been promoting downtown Salinas crawfish event this past Saturday. Well, as the week was going on, we started seeing the forecast was really bad. It was calling for rain, and it was like 99% rain at, you know, at noon, 99% chance for rain at 2, you know, and it was just rain. The forecast was brutal, but they had set up tents in anticipation of this. So there was tents set up all throughout downtown Salina, and they were still going to be able to pull it off. And then as you looked at the radar, it looked like, okay, some of these storms are going to blow through, and then there might be a nice little window to get in this festival.
Like early, right after lunchtime.
Yeah. And so it was looking like, okay, yeah, there's going to be some rain, but we got tents and it's all on the downtown square. It's all paved for the most part. You know, there's a big grassy area, but it'll have tents over it. So we're like, hey, we can still do this. And so, Skin, you stopped by and I stopped by. And tell us what, when you stopped by downtown Salina, what the weather was like and what the Fan Jam with Reggie and Pat Doney, what that broadcast was like.
Okay, so as I started heading down that way and got closer, some of the streets were blocked off by fire trucks. And so I couldn't tell if this was festival related or weather related because the wind was really picking up. So this is probably, I get down there, I'm jumping on with Doney and Reggie for the 1020 segment. And I get down right off of town square about 10:15, and it's not crazy rain, but the rain is sideways because the wind is blowing. So some of the tents kind of moving around a little bit, but they're set up right in the middle of town square, and there's actually a brick structure with a roof over us. So it's actually a good place to be in this situation, but there's still workers working to put on the festival and getting ready to do it. So we hit the air at 10:20, do the 10:20 segment, and right when the segment ended, a lady with the Salina Fire Department walks up and goes, hey, I don't know if you guys have heard yet, but we've gone ahead and canceled the festival, like right when we got off the air with that segment.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then the mayor showed up. He's like, man, there's this storm cell starting south that's going to come right up all the way in Oklahoma, and it's going to come right through the path of us. So the fire department folks thought it would be best if we went ahead and canceled.
Right.
So that's like 10:30.
And the mayor out there is Sean Terry. He's a former firefighter, so he'd be very familiar with, you know, working with the fire department and whatnot. And I met him at a charity event, and I was with a bunch of A&M people, and they were like, do you realize who that is that you just met? And I said, no. They said, that's a former A&M punter. He was a big-time punter at Texas A&M, and he's from Gunner. And so you just call him the punter from Gunner.
Okay.
And so he was a big deal. Like, you know, he went to A&M to punt. Anyways, so I got to know the mayor at that charity function. And so that will come into play later.
Okay.
All right. So I went out there, stopped by with my daughter Grace, and I saw the broadcast. It was real windy at that point. The crawfish event had already been canceled, but Pat and Reggie and Fan Jam were continuing to broadcast, but it wasn't going very well. I mean, it was real windy.
Right.
And the DMS roofing guys had just shown up, and they know all about storms. Obviously, they're like, yeah, this is not good. And obviously, the mayor and the city council out there, they had all this, like, state-of-the-art weather Doppler. I don't know what all it was, but they were watching the weather super closely, and they're like, yeah, we need to go ahead and clear everybody out of here. So better to be safe than sorry. Now, I just want you to know there's so much rain that a part of the tollway was shut down.
Oh, my God,
part of
really?
The tollway north of 380, like to Light Farms, had been shut down because it got super, super wet. So some of the guys that are here today, Stephen Ray Rodriguez from our promo team was there, and Will, who is our engineer, he was there, and another guy named Eric was in promotions. Those three guys were there, and they set up everything. All the broadcast equipment, promotional material, they set it all up. So when Fan Jam was over, those three guys had the responsibility of hurrying up, packing up all of our fan stuff into our fan promotional vehicle and getting the heck out of Dodge and trying to get back to Dallas, you know, in the midst of these terrible winds and rain, and it was coming down hard.
Right.
And so those guys were in a bad situation. Now, you're pretty far north. Like downtown Salina, it's essentially located in between Preston and the tollway. Mm-hmm. And just pretend like, you know, Preston, when you get to 380, 380 is kind of like 121. 121 is kind of like the George Bush. 380 is just that next layer. And you just keep going, I don't know, about another 8 miles maybe or so from 380. Mm-hmm. And Preston and the tollway just keep going north. So downtown Salina is right in the middle of that. So if you're not very familiar, it's got that small town charm, but it's bustling and growing and it just expanding so quickly. It's really neat. A lot of new houses building up. People are dying to get out there. And so anyways, if you're not that familiar with the roads, it's pretty easy to get lost.
Yeah.
Because the guys, Steven is driving our promo vehicle and they're trying to get from downtown Salina and they're trying to kind of cut over and meet the tollway extended and get on that southbound tollway and head back to Dallas.
And I'll just say this. I came from Allen. I took my nav. And it took me at one point down a country road.
Yes. Okay, that's going to come into play. So, basically, it's pouring down rain, and Steven accidentally misses the turn that would have taken him to the tollway.
Okay.
So, his nav re-picks it up and is like, redirecting or right. Whatever it says. And it tells him, oh, take a left up here, essentially.
Oh, no.
Down a country road.
Into this unfinished road.
And so, he's looking at it, and the front of this road is like gravel. And he's like, well, it's telling me to take this. It must be a somewhat, like, the nav app is telling me to take this gravel road. So he turns down that road, and then he goes up over a hill, and then before he knows it, it's not really a nice gravel road anymore. It's straight mud.
Oh!
And so I get a call, and it's Steven, and he goes, Ben? Hey, just thought I'd call because you kind of know this area up here. Man, we kind of got stuck in some mud.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Going, wait, what? You got stuck in mud? I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, the nav took us down this road that maybe we should have gone down. And we're pretty far down it. I think we need some help.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know who to call. I have the mayor's number.
Is it pouring down rain at this point?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And keep in mind, the mayor... He had his son's prom that night, which he was in charge of some facet of it or something. He had people at his house there taking pictures. He had this huge festival that he had to cancel. He has all these, I mean, he's got a million things going on. And then he's always carrying the walkie-talkie. So any police or fire issues, he's got to be aware. So he's very busy. He didn't have time for this crap.
Right.
But I didn't know who else to call. So I called the mayor.
The punter from Gunner?
The punter from Gunner. I called Sean Terry, and I'm like, Mayor Terry? I'm sorry. I had the same voice Steven did with me. I hate to bother you, but our guys got stuck in mud. And he's like, done. I'm dropping everything. Where are you? Let's go. And I was like, all right, well, I'll come meet you. So I went and met him downtown. First thing we had to do is figure out where the hell they were.
Oh,
Steven
man.
Doesn't have an iPhone. So he can't just ping us the location. He's got some other Samsung phone. We can't
Galaxy
even,
Fart.
We can't even find him.
Wow.
We don't even know where he is. So
and he doesn't know where he is either.
No, he has no idea where he is. He wouldn't be there if he knew where he was because what he didn't even know is the road he went down that he got trapped in. If he had kept going, that road was washed out. Like it was about 8 feet underwater. So he wasn't going anywhere.
Right, right.
I mean, he's lucky that they kind of got stuck there. And I'll be damned if the mayor, this is like, to me, this is politics at its finest.
Uh-huh.
He's like, let's go. He takes me and my daughter, Grace, my 8-year-old daughter, and he loads up his 4-wheeler in a trailer and comes and meets us with everything else he's got going on.
Football.
And he's like, let's go. And so we finally track him down and figure out where they were. And he goes, oh, I know what they did. Yeah, they, okay. Yeah, I know what they did. Yeah,
you've seen this before.
Yeah. So, so we go down there and the mayor pops off his 4-wheeler, he's like, vroom, vroom, jumps it off, and he just races it down there to get to them. And it's like, You can see them about 500 feet from where the road is. And like, they went mudding for 500 feet.
Oh,
and it
wow.
looked, it was bad.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't even walk on it without almost falling. Yeah. It was the muddiest thing I've ever been on. And the mayor zips down there. He tied ropes to his four-wheeler, tried to nudge him, do all these different things. The mayor himself was trying to save these guys. It was incredible. And I'm just going, I'm so embarrassed. Is this okay? Is the mayor cool with this? I'm like, but I felt for Steven.
They give him a Tolo sticker?
I felt for Steven, though, because anybody could have made that mistake, you know? So anyways, he's like, hey, we're not going to be able to get him. We got the fire department coming in. I'm like, oh, my God.
Steven.
So this giant fire truck shows up, and they're like, all right, let's set up the winch. And they roll their winch down. They're like, well, it's not long enough. We're like, all right, we're not going to be able to help these guys. They're abandoned. They're shitted. So then we call a wrecker service. Meanwhile, the mayor is waiting out. We're 500 feet away from Steven and these guys. They're stuck in the car. We're 500 feet away, stuck in another car, not interacting because there's 500 feet of treacherous mud. You can't even stand in it. Anyways, a wrecker service comes, one of those giant wreckers that like carries 18-wheelers, and they're like, oh, no, we're not getting that. We're not getting to that. So we're like, listen, we're going to have to abandon this truck. So we had to abandon the 105.3 promo truck. Yes, in the middle of the country, stuck in the mud. We had to leave it full of equipment and all this stuff.
Oh.
And I felt so bad for the guys. And so we took them, went back to my house, dropped off Grace. And then I drove those guys back to Frisco, and they hadn't even eaten since like 7 in the morning.
Oh, man.
I mean, they just worked their butts off, so we hooked them up with some barbecue sandwiches. I gave them each a bottle of Balcones.
Nice.
And I was like, man, you guys kicked so much butt for us. They're like, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're family. We got you, dude. And so so the next day I get a text from the mayor, and he goes, got her out. You know, he's got it out. He went there with his son and a big 4x4 truck, and they just jimmied it up somehow, and they pulled that truck out of there. Steven went all the way out there, grabbed it the next day, and we were rescued. But when we started it, you can go see the video on Facebook Live'd it.
Okay.
Because I thought, here's a funny thing. It'll take 5 minutes to rescue Steven, and so basically all I did was put his whole situation on blast.
Right.
Which I wasn't trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like, hey, every executive and every person in town, look at this mistake that my friend Steven made. And it was not my intention, so I felt terrible about it. But you can go watch the entire thing where the mayor – I'm just filming while the mayor and I and my daughter are in his truck looking for him and stuff, and it's a pretty funny video. Go to 105.3 The Fan's Facebook page and click on the videos, and you'll be able to see the whole adventure when we went out there and tried to get him. But it took a day later to get him. But thank you to Mayor Sean Terry and the city of Salina. Sorry we didn't get to have that crawfish festival, but we'd love to have you guys be our guests at Mudbug Bash.
Oh, yeah.
And so we can pay you some gratitude and say thank you for your help in rescuing Steven and our guys did. It was Steven Ray Rodriguez, Will, and Eric rescued, and they didn't have to eat each other.
All's well that ends well.
Yep.
Go to 105.3thefan.com/mudbug to get your tickets for Mudbug Bash.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.